I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Podsave the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Podsave the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Can you use an annuity to invest in real estate? That's just one of the questions we're going to address in today's Q&A episode. Welcome in, everyone, to the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm Clayton Morris. On this show, we aim to make you a more intelligent real estate investor and investor in general, understanding the world around us and the moves that all of these big globalists are making right now that are affecting our money supply, our food supply, and our healthcare system. All of it are very, very important as we navigate this crazy world. So we will get to your Q&A questions here in a moment. It's very simple to leave us a question. Just go to our website. Go to, right there, morrisinvest.com. And there's a microphone icon on the right side of your screen. Just click on that and you can leave us a 30-second voicemail and we will get to your voicemail questions. I had an email from a viewer of the show that said, you know, I'm really interested in building up my financial freedom. How can I learn more about financial freedom? Where do I first start? And I thought, oh, great question. It's very, very simple. We built an entire freedom number cheat sheet for you, okay? And I want you all to go and download it. If you've never downloaded it before, it's the 3-page PDF that could really change your life. So just go to our website. Again, totally free. It's morrisinvest.com/freedom. When you download it, it's going to ask you a series of questions about your personal finances right now. You know, how much money are you spending on expenses? And it's going to have you go through those things with a fine-tooth comb. And then at the end of the worksheet, you're going to have a freedom number, the number by which you can live financially free. What number will you need to achieve that every month you have cash flow coming in that could help you live financially free? That's what we try to teach you to do with real estate investing. That worksheet is very, very powerful. So please check that out. All right, it is time to dive into your questions now on the show. And let's start with our first one from Mark.
How you doing, Clayton? My question is, can you use annuity funds to purchase or to start the investment process with your company? I appreciate it. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hey, thank you so much, Mark. And of course, our team is always able to help you go through some of the more nuanced details of that better than I can here on the show. So if you just go to our website and book a call with one of our team members at Morris Invest, we'll be happy to help you with that. But yes, the short answer is yes. You can borrow from your annuity. Now, it's important to understand you can borrow against your annuity. You're not taking money out of your annuity. This is a misconception, I think, that happens when I say borrow against your 401k, right? Most people don't even realize you can borrow against your 401k. You can absolutely do that. So you've got a 401k with a company. Mine was with Fidelity years ago. You just go log into your portal, super simple. And within like two clicks, borrow, right? And how much do you want to borrow? And how much, you have in there and what you can borrow against. And then Fidelity would let you borrow against your 401k. You're not withdrawing it. They're basically giving you a loan against your money. It's your money. And the same is true of your annuity. You can borrow against your annuity, and most annuity providers will allow annuity holders to borrow up to about 50% of the cash value of your annuity. So now, instead of going to a bank, you are allowed to borrow from yourself. You become the bank of yourself. And then you can use that as a down payment to buy a property. So let's say one of our rental properties at Morris Invest, like the down payment is going to be, $50,000, $55,000, right? New construction. Imagine you borrow against your annuity for the down payment on a property from the bank of you. I love that. Honestly, that's how I bought my first few rental properties. I borrowed against my 401k. And I was able to buy my first few rental properties. Natalie and I were able to do that. And it was a game changer. And then over the course, then you pick the payback time, right? So I picked like, I don't know, 24 months or something like that to pay back the account over like 24 months. And so I was able to do that. And it came out of my paycheck every week. Just a little bit went back into paying that back. But my 401k was untouched. My 401k was still doing its thing. And by the way, I hate 401ks, but you know, I was young and that was my account at the time. And I did it up to the matching point from my company. But nevertheless, you weren't withdrawing from the account. You were just borrowing against it. So the short answer is yes. It just depends on the type of insurance company that holds your annuity. Just I would check with them. But you absolutely should be able to borrow against your annuity to start investing. Great question. Thank you, Mark. Our next question.
Hi, Clayton. My name is Den. Big fan of your podcast. However, I only have 30 seconds, so I'm going to get right to the point here. I have two properties, more of a philosophical question for both. They're both in the same situation, but them both under market value, essentially did the Burr method without refinancing them. However, now I'm at a point where I can refinance both of them. They will both still cash flow, and I will get all of my money back out of the properties. Now, I will wind up probably at a 6 to 6.5% interest rate right about now, and I would be giving up a 3.125 and a 4.625% interest rate. However, I would get all of my money back out of both deals to include all things renovation, acquisition, closing costs, and even estimated out the closing costs for the refinance, and I still walk away with equal to or more than all of the money I put into the properties. Now, if I do this, my cash flow will be minuscule. It'll be between $50 and $100 each, whereas right now they're both cash flowing over $300 each. So that's essentially my question, because I'm looking at the cash flow into the future and the four other ways that real estate pays. All that cash flow will still be infinity, and I will be zero in. So I was just wondering what your take is on that for the long term. Thank you very much.
Great question, Den. Thank you. And congrats on the success so far. So I'm not a fan of a cash out refinance. I've said that for years on this show. The reason I don't like it is because you're basically getting a check, and you know, it starts on day one and you go to deploy that capital and you're getting a new mortgage, right? So now you're getting an entirely new mortgage through this process. It's an option, right? It's totally an option. And you're creating an infinite return. You've literally created an infinite return on these properties now, right? So you're using the bank's money. You don't have any money in the deal anymore. And now the bank is giving you additional funds to go invest at another place. That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. If you're not terribly concerned about the cash flow, I mean, you're cash flow positive. We want the cash flow. But remember, it sounds like you're still in the buy phase, right? There's three phases of real estate investing: buy, own, and cash flow. So I wouldn't even be really concerned about the cash flow piece of it at the beginning. Like, that's nice icing on the cake, but really we want to be in the acquisition phase, right? Accumulating these assets, and then eventually they'll be paid off and then they'll be fully cash flowing, and towards retirement, you don't even have to think about it. You'll be living, you know, the good life, right? That's one thing to think about. The other thing I would say is I'm a big fan of the home equity lines of credit on these properties. Why would you want to give up that position and cash it out and then go into another mortgage on these properties? It's totally up to you what you want to do with it, but I would look into maybe getting some additional equity positions, like a second lien on the property, a home equity line of credit that can allow you to take some equity out of that property and roll it into other investments without tweaking that first position mortgage on the property. And it's a different financial product, right? It's not an amortized financial product like that 30-year mortgage is. So again, that's my personal feeling on it. I'm a bigger fan of the home equity line rather than a cash out refinance, but you do you, you know, and if you find that this makes sense for you to do a cash out refinance where you're going to get a lump sum payment and a repositioned new mortgage with a higher interest rate, and you can take those funds and do other things with them, that's great. But I personally like the home equity line that would allow me maybe a 10-year home equity line based on some of the equity in those properties to go then and use as down payments on other properties, and then use the cash flow from those other properties to pay back that mortgage on the new ones that you just took out. And then your initial investment stays intact with that lower interest rate. So some things to think about, but I think you're on the right path in thinking in terms of creating an infinite return. It's just a matter of how you want to leverage those that equity that you're sitting on right now. But I love that you're thinking about leveraging the equity, because remember, you cannot eat equity. So please, please, please think about using the equity in these homes to buy additional assets, and you're thinking in the right direction on that. So thank you for that question, Dan, and congratulations. All right, our next question.
How are you, Mr. Morris? My name is Ephraim. I'm from South Africa. I just wanted to know, would I be able to invest to this Connect Invest company?
Okay, so what he's asking is Connect Invest. We recently partnered with them and set up a special program just for listeners of this show, just for Morris Invest clients who maybe don't have the full amount for a down payment on a rental property yet. Maybe they've got 10 or 15,000, but they want to deploy that and they want to invest in real estate, but they don't want to, you know, they don't have the full amount to do a down payment. So what about the next few years being able to get a great return on that investment now in real estate, but not, you know, buying an actual rental property, but you'd be investing into a fund and allow you over 12 months, 24 months, you pick the duration, you can get some great returns. We're talking 8-9% returns on real estate as part of a fund. So we've set that up on our website. If you go to morrisinvest.com/connect, morrisinvest.com/connect, we'll have a link in the description below for you to check that out as well. And for as little as $500, you can start investing in real estate. So the only, you know, the only question is, and what I would do is, Ephraim, is I would just book a call with the team or go through the process. It's very, very simple to see, you know, what address, what physical address you have that would enable you to invest in the United States in this fund. Now, typically, there's going to have to be a few extra hoops and hurdles you may have to jump over as an international investor, someone who wants to invest, perhaps a business entity or a U.S. address or a U.S. bank account. Again, I'm not going to be able to answer all of those questions, but you'll be able to see on the form as you go through it where you are located and if it's available to you based on what things you have at your disposal, a U.S. bank account, a U.S. address or a U.S. business address, those types of things. So go through that process and see if it's a fit for you. Obviously, it's going to be much easier if you're in the United States already and you have a home address in the United States, you have a U.S. bank account. But this is one of the struggles, of course, of international investors investing in the United States anyway. Having a U.S. bank account, having a U.S. business set up, this is, you know, U.S. just makes it much more difficult, to be honest with you, to be an investor outside of the country into the United States. So again, a few extra hoops and hurdles you'll have to go through, Ephraim, but go through that process on the website. And they should be able to answer those questions for you based on your unique situation. Thank you, everyone, for some great questions today. Go to our website, go to morrisinvest.com and click on the little microphone icon on the right side of your screen and leave us a 30-second voicemail question, and we will attempt to answer it here on the show. Now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.